Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here, the net teacher. And it's time for today's Tuesday English news report. Now, if you like sushi and sashimi, you may not after reading this. Anyway. Okay, so sushi lover's entire body left riddled with worms after eating contaminated sashimi. It is the most expensive and many would argue delicious part of a sushi menu. But one man's love of sashimi nearly killed him after it led to his body becoming riddled with tapeworm. The Chinese man had gone to his doctor complaining of stomachache and itchy skin. To his horror, scans really revealed his entire body had been infected with tapeworm after eating too much sashimi, raw slices of fish. Doctors believe some of the uncooked Japanese delicacy of raw meat or fish must have become contaminated. He was treated at the Guangzhou No. 8 People's Hospital in Guangdong Province in eastern China. Research has shown that eating raw or undercooked fish can lead to a variety of parasitic infections. Tapeworm infections occur after ingesting the larvae of Diphyllobothrium found in freshwater fish such as salmon, although marinated and smoked fish can also transmit the worm. While cases have, and this should read decreased, sorry, there's a typo here. While cases have decreased in poorer areas due to improved sanitation, cases have increased in more developed countries. This is most likely due to the soaring popularity of sushi, say doctors writing in the journal Canadian Family Physician. Study author Nancy Craig wrote, "The widespread popularity of Japanese sushi and sashimi, slices of raw fish, is a contributor. But other popular dishes might also be implicated, such as raw, salted, or marinated fillets, which originate from Baltic and Scandinavian countries. Carpaccio, very thin slices of raw fish common in Italy, raw salmon, and ceviche, lightly marinated fish." Dr. Yin of Guangzhou No. 8 People's Hospital told the website thatsmagsimage.com, that eating uncooked food contaminated with tapeworms' eggs could eventually cause cysticercosis when the adult worms enter a person's bloodstream. This type of infection is life-threatening once it reaches the brain. Okay, so today's broadcast is slightly different. I'm going to now invite Jackie Chong of 5D to tell me what he thinks about it, and then I will finish off explaining the new vocabulary section on the other side of the page. Thank you.
Wow, to me, this news is quite terrifying. I used to think that salmon has a rich nutritional value. According to some reports, it consists of omega-3 fatty acids, trans fatty acids, vitamins, and so on. Those nutrients can protect our heart. It is also healthy for our brain. Moreover, salmon has been selected as the top 10 nutritional food in the famous U.S. magazine's Time. However, after reading this article, I searched for salmon on YouTube, and I can see that the worms are coming out from the salmon in the video. It's quite shocking that it is a life-threatening food. Well, in conclusion, I suggest that we should eat less raw and uncooked fishes, including salmon.
Thank you, Jackie, for your opinions. Okay, as you can see, there's a new section here, a vocabulary section. I'll just read through the nine vocabulary items, and then you can do it. Teachers, I've put the answers in your e-class inbox, so you can check the answers with your students if you want to. Okay. First word, worms. Contaminated. Originate from. Riddled with. Marinated. Itchy, sanitation, delicacy, and soaring. Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of today's broadcast.
I thought Jackie had to repeat that. difficult.